that I know from so many different places, and appreciate your pastor and Brother Kenneth also, and think the world of them. And they're just such a blessing to me and the friendship that I've had with them over the years. But do ask an interest in your prayers as I try to stand before you. If you have your Bibles with you and you would like to turn with me, please turn with me over to Acts chapter 18. Acts chapter 18. And I want us to look here in a portion of scripture here that we find beginning with verse 24. It says, And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. I want us to think about that, the way of God more perfectly. You think about Aquila and Priscilla, this husband and wife team that Apostle Paul had labored with, taught with, taught them the scriptures, and expounded to them the things of God more perfectly. But I want you to see that he was accustomed, this Apollos was accustomed, knowing only baptism of John. But I want you to think about what it's saying here. When it says, and took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. Think about that. To think about the way of God more perfectly is to be there and show him, hey, there's a more perfect way. Notice that when it says more perfectly, it didn't say that, hey, this is the perfect way, or this is perfect, more perfectly. Because you have to understand that though that we're here in this life, we're not perfect, are we? No matter how hard we strive to honor our Lord, no matter how hard we labor and the Word, we're not perfect. There's no way of being perfect. The only perfect one was Jesus Christ. But it says they showed unto him the way more perfectly. And I want you to think about this also, that I'm sure that there, when it was talking about more perfectly, it's also talking about that which is the way, would be the mode in which the baptism was, that which was of the right baptism, that which was of the right doctrine, that which was of the right practice of the New Testament church. It wasn't going to be based upon, hey, man's doctrine, man's baptisms, man's practices, man's opinions. You understand that? It was based upon God's way. It was based upon God's doctrine, God's practices, God's the way that God has things laid out. And Jesus Christ was all about his Father's business, as it has been beautifully laid out today. But I want you to think about Aquila and Priscilla. You find over there in Romans chapter 16, there in the early part of the chapter, that you'll find that Aquila and Priscilla had laid down their necks for Apostle Paul. You find that they had laid down their necks for Apostle Paul. How many times are we going to be a person that would lay down our necks for someone that's standing on the truth? Brothers and sisters, if we have the truth, are we willing to lay down our necks for the truth? You see, Apostle Paul, there was many times in which that he laid down his neck for the truth. You say, hey, It may be funny thinking about that, but it's the honest truth. You think that they laid down their necks for the Apostle Paul and all that he had to go through, the sufferings, the trials, and everything that was in between in his life. I want you to think about this in our opening text here also. But when it said the way of God more perfectly, we live in a world today where education is everything. We live in a world today, like I was telling Brother Lonnie, how the insurance companies have gotten so corrupt. Education has gotten so corrupt this day and time, just like it was just well stated by Brother Williams here. It's sad in which how they're educating our children. I'm constantly having to preach exactly what Brother Williams just got done preaching. I'm always having to preach on that to my children and teaching them how this economy ought to be, how it runs, and how we're supposed to live in today's society. I'm constantly having to train them up and raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Hey, wait a minute. That sounds familiar. That's scripture. But I want you to think about this. Are we educating? Hey, are we educating God's people to understand what it is like to be a Christian, to be what it is like to be a member of the New Testament church, and what kind of trials and hardships that we're going to go through as Christians? Think about that. You go over to James, the book of James. You find there in the early part of that chapter, he says, hey, count it all joy to go through diverse, that means many, diverse temptations. Diverse. Are we teaching our children? Are we teaching the middle-aged? Are we teaching the old? Hey, when you're going through these diverse temptations, this is all part of being a child of grace. It's all part of being a Christian. To walk the walk that we have in this life. But guess what? Today people say, hey, the road's getting tough. The road is hard. And like Brother Williams was just saying, instead of pleasing God, they want to please themselves, you see. The road's tough. And the road is trying. It's hard. It's getting tough. But instead of giving up and allowing yourself to take over and your own pleasures, your own wants, your own desires, and you ought to crucify the flesh. Yeah. I love what Brother Steve says. When those sacrifices was put on that altar, the flesh was burnt.
Yeah, that was good.
You willing to, hey, crucify the flesh? You are willing to lay down what it is that your wants, your desire, your livelihood, whatever it is that you have in your life, are you willing to lay it down because of what Christ has done for you? He has given everything to you. He saved you by his marvelous grace. He's blessed you with a heavenly home. He's blessed you with a heavenly home to go to, so that this world's destroyed. Guess what? You're in glory. As Elder Lonnie beautifully laid out today, you're in glory. You've got it all given to you. And everything that God has blessed you to have, you owe everything unto him in your life, in your walk. You see what I'm saying? You will owe everything unto him. And the problem we've got, that, hey, most people today, they don't care about God. They don't desire God because they don't want to live what they got to live. They don't want to go through what they got to go through. And they may be children of God, but they're saying, hey, I don't feel like suffering today for Christ's sake. I don't feel like, hey, not making a few hundred bucks today on Sunday, extra pay, so that I can be in the house of God worshiping my Heavenly Father in spirit and in truth, and learning from my pastor that's preaching the Word of God in power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit, and praying for him that God will help him and lift him up and bless him to preach in power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, that's where we've gotten today. And the reason why this country is going to pit, because we've not got down on our knees and prayed unto God and repented unto God and prayed unto God to help us and look unto him and seek the way more perfectly. We've got to teach our children over and over and over again. I'm constantly taking life lessons, trying to teach them, hey, this is what life is all about. And we have to understand that. And this past week, on Monday, my son had a play at school, and his history teacher is teaching those high schoolers how it is and how it was to have the Bill of Rights. How rare is that? How rare is that in today's society? But in Dawson County, Georgia, they're all about that kind of thing. And he sat them down, and he had them play delegates, and he had them play different positions, and they had to come up with bills of rights for their classroom and had a mock thing. And then it got to a point where, hey, then they started making up, they had rights. They wanted incentives. Sounding familiar today? They need incentives. And my son, I was so proud of him. There wasn't anything about incentives about what he wanted. Because daddy's over there drilling him. You see what I'm saying? Now, I want you to see this. When they got done, they turned the class around to face the audience. And it was question time from the audience to the classroom. And I wanted to know one thing. I asked the question, why do you think that you deserve so many incentives? And you're going to be incentivized out. And the teacher said, I like that. Why? Because he was going to have to buy donuts for the class. He was going to have to spend his hard-earned money. Brothers and sisters, people today think, hey, God owes me something. God doesn't owe you a dime. God's already given you everything that he has given you, and what you didn't deserve. What you deserved was hell and eternal torment. You didn't deserve a thing. But by God's grace, because he knew you before the foundation of the world, he called you out, just like it's been beautifully said today. Let me tell you this, because he loved you with a great love like that, and he called you out, and you sit around and you think, hey, God owes me something. God doesn't owe you something. You owe God everything. Amen. You owe God everything. You owe God to teach your children and to take some extra time to teach them how to be in the house of God, worshiping God in spirit and in truth. You understand what I'm saying? I'm getting tired of traveling and I see the churches empty. It breaks my heart, doesn't it, Brother Steve? We tried to have a prayer meeting across the state of Georgia. They didn't meet up worth nothing. Did you hear what I said? God's people didn't even meet up worth nothing. What was our notice? Putting differences aside. May God's brothers and sisters come together praying that God would heal this land. And we're sitting here wondering today why we have a president in the White House standing for the things that he's standing for today. And leaders, not being leaders, but being like children. You said, Brother Brad, aren't you being cocky? I'm speaking the truth. You hear what I'm saying? I'm speaking the truth. Let us go back on over here to Psalms chapter 40. I noticed this while they were reading out of Psalms 40. Part of being one that stands for the truth as Apostle Paul and the disciples was one right like this. We're not teaching our children that when a gospel minister stands for the truth and proclaims the truth, these are the things that he goes through. When a man of God or a brother and sister in the faith is standing for that which is right, they're going to go through some trials and hardship. But I want you to look at this right here in verse 14 of Psalms chapter 40. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, aha, aha. They want the gospel minister to be put to shame. But guess what? God Almighty is greater than that, isn't he? He's able to preserve and take care of them. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. Well, let me say this. Today's society says this. Let not the Lord be glorified. I didn't have it easy. I didn't make my money. I didn't get the education. I've got it so hard. And I, oh, poor pitiful me. Let me tell you this. Shame on you for thinking that. And shame on me because I've been guilty of it myself. If we're looking at ourselves, good sound old Baptist preachers have got a mirror, an indivisible mirror right here. They're looking back at themselves. We're all guilty at it sometime, right? But brothers and sisters, let me tell you this. It's really stirred me up thinking about this. Have we gotten down in the ditches? Have we taught our children how to get through? You know, the old farmer had tricks and how he farmed and being able to sustain his whatever it is that he was growing. There were tricks of the trade. And the other day, we were going down the road and Sherry speaks out. You know, that was said today. I can't remember who said it about making technology say, hey, have a conscience. Well, we already kind of got that. It's called Siri. And Siri says, go through the stop sign. And my wife and I start laughing, and we teach the kids a lesson. Hey, Siri says, go through the stop sign. What happened if you go through the stop sign? You're going to get a ticket, go to the courthouse, pay the ticket. There's a law at the courthouse. The sheriff's office has to enforce that law. Brothers and sisters, what we've gotten today, because mama and daddy or somebody isn't sitting down and teaching people how to get through those tough times and how to go through trials and tribulations and understanding to count it all joy to go through those trials and tribulations for his name's sake. We're not teaching that. People of today have said, hey, it's going to be easy. If you're honoring God, it's going to be easy. It's going to be smooth paths. And it's going to be easy way and an easy road. No, the Bible doesn't teach that. If you go through and look at the apostles and see the lives that they lived and you see what Jesus Christ lived through, you'll find that wasn't the way it was. They were beaten. They were spat on. They were accused. They were treated like dogs. Jesus Christ had a crown of thorns placed upon his head. They cast lots. He was nailed to a cross, which meant to be accursed of God. And people love to hold it up as a memory of God. Let me tell you, it meant accursed of God. Brothers and sisters, he did that for our sakes. He did that for our sakes. And it doesn't mean that, hey, we just sit back on the couch eating potato chips, watching television, and saying, hey, I'm taking it easy. Because I'm a child of God's, it's going to be the easy road from here on out. No, that's not it. But the peace that God gives you is the peace that passeth all understanding. It's a peace that gets you through the hard times. It helps you keep you from losing your mind when those times come. It's what gets you through when everything feels lost. And when you feel like you have no friends, there's one there beside you. As the young man that was born blind when his own mama and daddy threw him under the bus. It wouldn't state who healed him. And then when they cast him out, where was he sitting? With the Lord Jesus. Right. He was sitting with the Lord Jesus. It may not be cool to be a Christian, but brothers and sisters, you're going to be honoring your Heavenly Father, which has saved you by his marvelous grace and blessed you with a heavenly home. Did you hear that again? A heavenly home that money cannot buy. Education's not going to get you there. All the work in the world and the sacrifices and all the do-goods is not going to get you there. It's by the grace of God. We love him because why? He first loved us. Amen. I'm thankful that God has loved me so much like that, that he's given himself for me and blessed me. There's been some times that, you know, I'm so thankful for the people that God has put in my life to help remind me and look to the one who can. It wasn't those people that helped me. It was God used them to remind me who delivers me and helps me through those times. I'm thankful for that because I've been there when it was so tough and so trying. And in the ministry, it gets tougher and it gets harder because Satan doesn't want to hear the gospel preached, and Satan doesn't want us to have a meeting like this. And trust me, I know what you've been through coming up to this meeting. Because when we just had our meeting 2 weeks ago, he pulled out all the stops trying to keep that meeting from going on. And praise God, we got through it. And God blessed it richly. Amen. Amen. That's why it's not easy to come to a good meeting. You're going to go through those trials. Start educating fellow brothers and sisters of the way of God more perfectly.
That's right.
Yeah. Because what we've gotten today is people doesn't understand how to educate the way of God more perfectly. They're educating other denominations' ideas of the way more perfectly. Did you hear what I said? The ideas of the way more perfectly. It's just that, ideas. It's not the truth. It's not what God's word teaches. It's not showing the trials. It's not showing the hardships. It's not showing, hey, being a soldier, you got to get down in the pits. You're going to have to be in the ditches. You're going to have to be in the foxholes. And it's not easy. But one that's with you, that knows Jesus Christ, our Lord, our High Priest, he knows. And he's the one that is able to comfort you, to help you, to strengthen you, to bless you, to get you through. And when you've lost those loved ones, and when you've lost the friends, and when the friends start, hey, going away, and they're not there anymore, he's there. Because if you're standing on his word, standing in his way, and I'm not standing in the way, but in the proper way, when you're walking alongside him, he's there with you. And his presence is such a blessing. Because, beloved, let me tell you, that's all that's gotten me through in times of my life, was what the Lord had blessed me to be able to see, to understand, and God people, God-fearing ministers that reminded me of what it was that I needed to stay focused on. And the same way today, we need to teach our children, teach our congregations, teach our fellow brothers and sisters, and encourage them how to be and shew forth unto them, like Aquila and Priscilla, the way of God more perfectly. We're not perfect, and we never will be until we get to glory. But in this earth, we're not perfect, but God is perfect. We need to shew forth the way of God more perfectly. Amen. Thank you for your time, your kind, sweet attention. Please keep Brother John Thin Wise in your prayers. Thank you.